Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And a good evening to you. Michael Cohen with producer James Platy on another beautiful day of Friday evening this time around. On today's program, a counterproposal being brewed up to challenge the governor's consent agreement for dealing with Detroit's financial crisis. But what is it likely to entail, and how much negotiating can really be done with less than 10 days to go before the review team's deadline? And the NASA Deputy Associate Director, known as the father of repairing and upgrading satellites, is at MSU today. He'll join me in the second half hour to talk about what's ahead for NASA. But first, tomorrow he'll be on a plane with Governor Rick Snyder heading to Europe in a trip aimed to attract foreign investment in Michigan. But before he flies out, Michael Finney, President and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, joins us this evening. Thank you very much, Michael, for taking some time to talk to us tonight.
Hi, Michael. Thanks a lot for having me.
So is this first class or just a chartered private jet that you guys are taking?
No, we're flying with Delta Airlines, and I think between we'll be in Italy and Germany, so I'm not sure the carrier that will get us between the two, but traveling to Europe and traveling back will be on Delta Airlines.
Hopefully you're not sitting in coach in one of those four-seaters in the middle of the plane.
Well, I'm not sure, but I'll find out tomorrow.
So you're going to be visiting Italy and Germany during this week-long trip. What kind of companies will you be meeting when you're out there?
Well, we've got a variety of companies. Most of them are in the manufacturing space. And you know, Michigan has a long history of working with companies that have a European base. There are many here in the state right now, and so we'll be reaching out to a number of them. Many have connections to automotive, but not exclusively. Some are in alternative energy or wind energy and other technologies as well.
Some might be surprised that Michigan exports nearly $1.8 billion in goods to Germany, $394 million to Italy, and that companies from these two countries employ 80,000 people here in Michigan. Now, is the trip going to focus mostly on our export market and making that more robust, or are we going to be looking to bring more business into the state and more jobs here?
Well, we're trying to do a couple things. We honestly think that exports from U.S.-based companies into Europe and, frankly, throughout the world really will grow jobs here just as effectively as new businesses decide to locate here. So a big part of our push has been on finding ways to economic garden or help Michigan-based companies find more business, and exports is the key piece of that. And so that will be a significant part of the trip. But we also are talking to companies that have an interest in either expanding operations here in Michigan or in the United States, and some who are interested in actually setting up operations. And so we really will cover all three of those: new businesses to the state, expanding businesses that may potentially expand, and then exports.
80,000 people employed in Michigan by German and Italian-owned companies. Is that mostly the Fiat connection with Chrysler?
Well, actually, it's a wide range of industries, but it is heavily concentrated in automotive and manufacturing. There's a fair amount of R&D. Virtually every major automotive manufacturing company out of Germany and Italy have an R&D center here. So it's a number of different types of companies in different sectors, but manufacturing intensive. And for the most part, they're high-wage jobs, the kind that we want here in the state.
Now, why focus on Germany and Italy? Is our trade with the other European countries much less significant?
Well, actually, if you look at Europe in total, it's probably $6 billion or so of trade that we do, export that we do to Europe. And then there are a number of European nameplates that are here in the state of Michigan. But what we're looking at is the pipeline of activity where we're seeing interest from companies that that have a European presence. And right at this point, we're seeing a fair amount of interest from Germany and a fair amount from Italy. And so those two became the priority. And frankly, you can only do so much in a limited window of time. So we've got a week, and we're going to have the governor with us. So we want to try and maximize that time with the companies that are showing interest. And they were concentrated in those two countries. Our ongoing activity with the MEDC staff will include other European locations over the year, but this particular trip, we're only going to visit the two countries.
I'm talking to Michael Finney, the president and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Now, I'm guessing that we're one of many states that travel to Europe to try to draw and attract more business and more back and forth with these countries. When you show up there, what is the number one selling feature when it comes to Michigan?
Well, Michigan is, in fact, I think the manufacturing location of the United States, and we have a unique workforce, unique infrastructure, unbelievable R&D capabilities, and it's just unmatched in North America. And so we can present that, and we can present it very effectively, and the European companies that are familiar with the United States understand that Michigan really is the leader when it comes to talent and infrastructure and so on. And that's what we'll lead with. But we also know that we have made some significant changes to our business tax structure that happened last year, that went into effect this year. The regulatory environment is improving, and it's essentially creating a world-class environment for business to operate, and we think we can make a very effective message with the companies that we'll be visiting with.
Now, the tax changes bring to mind this issue revolving the Democrats' 2020 plan, because you know the Democrats say that we have about $34 billion in annual tax breaks we give. I had State Senator Roger Kahn on the program yesterday. He said it's probably closer to $3.4 billion of tax breaks since the changes that were made this year. Can you give me a sense of what you think the real number is? How close is the reality to those two numbers?
Yeah, so the number that we had based on the budget work that was done last year was about a $1.8 billion reduction in the business tax, and that impacted about 100,000 companies here in the state. So I'm not totally sure where the other numbers are coming from, but the number that we had based on all the information that was shared last year was $1.8 billion.
Well, in terms of the actual tax breaks we give, though, do we know how much in tax breaks we give? I mean, Senator Kahn says he thinks it's $3.4 billion a year now. That's far less than the number the Democrats are putting out there.
Well, you're talking about the tax reduction that happened as a result of moving away from the Michigan business tax to the corporate income tax, that's the $1.8 billion number that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. The other numbers, I'm not totally sure where they're coming from. Historically, we gave out some pretty substantial tax credits. But again, those only were in the hundreds of millions of dollars, I think around $400 to $450 million annually. And that's what was given out as tax credits to companies historically. But we've moved away mm-hmm. from a tax credit model to a cash incentive model that's in the range of $100 million.
Okay. So, from what you're describing, then, this plan of targeting tax credits that are ineffective and funding this statewide plan that would basically allow for every high school graduate to get a free college tuition, that's completely unrealistic, and we simply don't have those kinds of tax credits to even begin to cut.
Yeah, so we really haven't been a part of those discussions, and I really don't have any information with respect to how the numbers are being generated. So I'd be providing, I think, inaccurate information if I even attempted to take it on.
One last thing. When it comes to these trips, some say that we really don't get a lot out of them, these international trips. I know that you joined the governor for the trip to Asia, about 6 months ago or so. Did anything come of that trip?
Actually, it did. In fact, we had a major Chinese company that expanded their operations in Saginaw, Michigan. We've got several others that we're working on, and it's a process. These things typically don't happen the day you pay a visit. It takes a time and effort to build a relationship. And in China in particular, Michigan really did not have a relationship because we hadn't made any efforts there for many, many years. And so it's going to take us some time for it to really become robust. But we have had a number of inquiries from Chinese-based companies. We continue to work on that, and we're planning to be back there sometime later this fall as a follow-up so that we continue to build a relationship. These are the kind of things that economic development organizations really need to do. We don't want it to be our total effort. So we're working on economic gardening, supporting existing Michigan businesses as our highest priority. But we also know that companies are investing in the United States from Asia, from Europe, and other locations, and we want to make sure that we have a fair opportunity to attract them.
One last thing. What is the one thing that you want to see the legislature pursue this year to further enhance the business climate in the state, you know, after what was done last year?
Well, you know, we have a lot on the table that we need to continue. So continued funding of the various incentive programs that we put in place last year where we're using a cash incentive. We have a new program that's really targeting some of our urban communities that have been most distressed. We're calling it Community Ventures. It's a relatively small investment, but we think it'll have really significant impact on some of our more distressed communities. So those are probably the continued support of our existing programs and the addition of Community Ventures.
Michael Finney, President and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, flying off tomorrow to Europe with the governor for a week-long trip to bring some investment back to Michigan. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.